Aleichem, sweetest friends, this should be a special source for Marini Marasi Shehichel, Mishpas, Mas Pshmul, Mars Chab, Sagan, Mas Zev, and for Moshe, Moshe, and Peshatina. In Parashas Kisavo, in the 27th chapter, it tells us, Pasuk Beis, and it will be on the day you cross the Jordan to the land of Hashem, to the land that Hashem is giving you. You should set up big stones, plaster them with lime. When you cross, you should write upon them all the words of the Torah when you pass over, in order that you should come to the land that God gave you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as Hashem, the God of your forefathers, has told you. So here we have Pesukim Beis and Gimel that are talking about taking stones, writing upon them the words of the Torah. What is this talking about? This is talking about the stones that they set up, according to Rashi, in the Jordan River. Set up stones in the Jordan River and write the Divrei Torah on it. Now we get the Pasuk Dalet. When you cross the Jordan, you should set up these stones regarding which I command you this day on Har Eval, plaster them with lime. So now we get to the stones that you take from the Jordan and bring to Har Eval, and there the Pesukim say, build a Mizbeach there and write Divrei Torah on these Avanim. So the first two Pesukim, Beis and Gimel, talking about the Mizbechos and the Divrei Torah of the Yarden, and then Vayitir from Pasuk Dalet about the Mizbechos and Divrei Torah written on the stones of Har Eval, and this is referred to in Sota Lamed Beis, that they brought the stones to Har Eval, they built a Mizbeach, plastered it, wrote the Divrei Torah in 70 languages, like the Pasuk says, Ber Heitev, 70 languages. And then they took the stones and they went and they rested. Where did they rest? Rashi says there in Sota, in Gilgal. So that's the third place. They took the stones from Har Eval, and then they went to rest in their place. Lano b'mekoman. What's Lano b'mekoman? Gilgal. And there they set up the Avanim. Now in the Sugand of Lamed Hayamid Beis, it says, Nimse Sata Omer, there were three types of stones. Three categories of stones. One that Moshe set up in Eretz Moav. Number two that Yehoshua set up in the Yarden, quote a pasuk. Number three in Gilgal. V'shtemisri avonim elu lakhu. That these 12 stones they took to Gilgal. Lakhum in Hayarden, Hekim Yoshua Bagilgo. Those are the three types, one of Moshe and two of Yoshua. Which two of Yoshua? In the Yarden and in Gilgal. What's odd is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash, Pasuk Beis, says, you know what the three types of stones were? All Yoshua. Yarden, Gilgal, and Har Eval. According to the Gemara, No. Three types of stones were, one was Moshe and two were Yoshua. Which two were Yoshua? Yarden and Gilgal. According to Rashi, no. When it says there were three types of stones, what are the three types of stones? Yarden, Gilgal, and Har Eval. All Yoshua, none of Moshe. So why does Rashi quote a Gemara and then go against the Gemara? That's something we have to understand. Moreover, have the Parsha in Yehoshua, which talks about the Akamas Avanim in Gilgal, which is interesting, that's the focus there, and our Parsha doesn't even mention explicitly Gilgal. It's not even an allusion to Gilgal. It talks about Yarden, it talks about Har Eval. So in the Parsha that relates what's going, what we learned about in Devarim, we talk about Gilgal, which isn't even mentioned in our Parsha explicitly. Not even a remes. So that's the one kasha. So where's the remes in our psukim? As Reign of Rabbeinu Agon HaGod of W. Yitzchakman. Another kasha, the Malvim. He asks that in Pasuk Beis, it says, B'yom Asher Tavern Siyardin, the emphasis is on the day. Pasuk Gimel, talking about the same stones, it says, B'avrucha, you should write them when you pass over. The emphasis is on when you pass over, not on the day. So which one is it, on the day or when you pass over? Also, when we talk about the Avnei Yarden, it's Lashon Yachid, V'akemosa Lecha. When we talk about the Avnei Har Eval, it's Lashon Rabim, Takimu, Esavonim. So why is the Yarden stones B'Lashon Yachid and the Har Eval stones B'Lashon Rabim, the Har Eval stones B'Lashon Rabim, and not only that, but Vayter in the Pesukim about Har Eval, here in Kisavo, it talks about them in Lashon Yachid again. We start talking about Har Eval and Lashon Rabim, and then we go back to Yachid. What's going on over here? So the Malvim has a lot of kashas on what's going on in Sefer and what the Navi relates to us in Sefer Yehoshua. Pasuk Gimel, it says, "V'tzivu osam leimor su lachem mizeh mitoch hayardei mimatzu rak lekohanim heichin shtem esu havanim v'abartim osam mochem v'inachtem osam emolam asher tlinu bo'alayel and command them, saying, take yourselves from here out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you should carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you should lodge this night. So take these 12 stones," he commanded 12 people. Sukkim Hayde Zion, Vayamar Lem Yoshua, Vulufneor and Hashem Lokechem, El Tochayard, Mirulachem Evan Ish Evan Achas, El Shichmo, Misper Shifte Sol, Mantias Osos Bekibachem, Yishlum Nechem Marcholem, or Mavinim Elachem, or Martin Lahem, Shinechosume Yardin, Nerum Bris Hashem, Bavro, Yardin Nechosume Yardin, Vahio Avanam El Zikron Livne Sol Adolam. And Yeshua said to them, Pass before the Ark of Hashem, into the midst of the Jordan, lift up every man his stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel. And this may be a sign among you, when your children asking you in time to come, saying, what are these stones for you? You should say to them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of Hashem when it passed over the Yarden. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever. And then Psukim Yotes, Chaf Yotes to Chaf Dalid, V'am Alam and Ayadim Besel Chodesh Rishim, V'achanu Bagul Bakzem Mizrach Yericho, V'shtem Yisrael Vana Meir Lashalachum and Ayadim Hegim Mishua Bagilgal, V'yomer El B'nei Yisrael, Lemor, Asher Yishalun B'neichem, Mochar as Avosam Lemor, Ma'avana Me'ile, V'odatim Is B'neichem Lemor, B'yabashar V'yisrael Is Ayadim Hazeh, Asher Hovi Shishem Elokechem Is Me'ayadim Ibneichem, Adovrechem Kasher Is Hashem Elokechem Liyamsef, Asher Hovi Shmipneinu Adovrenu, Leman das kol ameretz ki Hashem es yad Hashem ki chazaki leman yireisim es Hashem lokechem kol hayamim. And when the people came out of the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east port of Yericho, and these 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan Yeshua set up in Gilgal, and he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you should let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for Hashem dried up the waters of the Jordan before you till you passed over, as Hashem did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we passed over, that the people of the earth may know the power of Hashem, that it is mighty, and that you should fear Hashem forever. The Malvim, as I said, has a lot of kashas here. We have Pasuk Vav. It says in Pasuk Vav, L'man tiyazos os bekir b'chem, ki yishalom b'nechem mochar le'emar ma'avar ha'mehila l'chem. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask in time, to come saying, what are these stones for you? Then you should say to them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Aaron Bris Hashem, when it passed in the Yarden, Nichusum Yarden. And then the pasuk again says, "V'hayu havanim elu zikaron levnei Yisrael ad olam." So first of all, we're repeating ourselves. Pasuk already told us it's an os. And then the pasuk says, "Vayter and again in pasuk Zion, that it's a zikara." So first of all, we have to understand why the pasuk is repeating itself. Pasuk already tells us that it's a sign for the children, and then we also have to understand not only why the pasuk repeats that it's a sign, but first we use a lashon of sign, and then Vayter and pasuk Zion use a lashon of zikara. So why the different lashon? Also, klape the os. It says bekir b'chem, mashma l'dor hazeh. The zikaron is ad olam, forever, the doros, for all the generations. Which one is it? We also have to understand why it's repeated again. Sukkim chaf alat chaf dalit. Yom rabbanei Yisrael lemor shei shalu b'neichem machar tzavosim lemor ma'avonam eile. V'datim is b'neichem lo b'yar bashav Yisrael si ardin hazeh. Again, your kids are asking. Same thing repeated. And also there are differences in Lashonos. It says earlier, Ki Yishalun B'nechem Machar. That your children are going to ask tomorrow, so it's mashma that they're going to ask you in this generation. And at the end of the parak it says, Yishalun Machar Es Havosan. Mashma L'Doros Habayim. Doesn't say Lachem. We had a shir. Recently we saw the Mahalach of Rav Huttner. Also, at the beginning of the parak, it says, "V'amartem lahem asher nichrusu." Tell them that the Jordan split. The end of the parak, it says, "V'odatem es b'neichem lemor." Inform them. First the lashon of "amartem," then the lashon of "odatem." What's the difference? At the beginning of the parak, it says, "Asher nichrusu amayim pnei Aron b'ris Hashem." The end of the parak, it says, "Asher hovish mipneichem." It doesn't say Aron. The end of the parak. A little bit more barichus. Asher hovitz Hashem es meyardim ipnechem ad avrichem, kasher osa Hashem elokechem liyamsuf, asher hovish mipneinu ad avreinu. We don't have that earlier. Also in pasuk chaf, it says ves shteim esrei avanim. Problem is, we have Pasuk Ches. It tells us, they took these stones and they set them up in Gilgal. So why are we repeating ourselves? So we have a whole slew of kashas over here, and please God, in the next shir, we will see at least the beginning of the Mahalach to understand this these parashiyos, and we'll see, please God, in the philosophy of parashiyos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.